You are right up May Street.
Oh, you can't make me choose.
I go by Toyota. Sponsors T4.
Fuck me, Lee Ryan's 13.
Marlin. I remember we couldn't remember the word for table.
This is Your Welcome America, the podcast that explains what the bloody hell Brits are banging on about.
In every episode, we translate British pop culture for America
and American pop culture for Britain.
You're welcome. I am Ben.
I'm Fraser.
Fraser Lightraiser. 99th episode. Episode 99.
It's the 99th time we've recorded a main episode. Yes, you're correct.
You are prime. Although, shout out to, we're still wading through the Ashley Simpson show. So go do listen to Your Welcome America Presents the Ashley Simpson show. We're getting through it.
Yeah, we're really spinning gold from just dust and air.
So you get an episode of that every week. Hope you're enjoying. Now, a couple of things going on. First of all, how are you enjoying that coffee?
It's great. Lovely. Made in your special coffee machine.
I've got a lovely little special. It's like a Hadron Collider. You pop milk in, it just whips it up.
It's very nice.
Does anybody care that we're going to be at the highest point in Greece? Seriously?
I've got a surprise reveal for you.
Okay.
I was late today. Why are you looking at me like that?
So I'm just seeing if you got something done.
I was late today, as I often am.
Right.
That's because I was having a little treatment.
Oh, so you were having something done.
I got a new tattoo.
Oh my God.
I think that I'm just a rock chick, and I like to rock out. I like to throw shit around.
You can't quite see it through the cling film.
But oh, no, I see the top of it. Lovely.
It's three hearts with a dagger through it.
I like to go nuts. I like to lose myself on stage.
Now, the hearts, one heart is me, one heart is you, one heart is the podcast, and the dagger through it is podcast nemesis Michael.
Lovely.
Yeah.
I like to scream. I like to holler. I like to break things. I like to yell.
Yeah. Very nice.
Yeah. I've been eyeing up this specific artist for a while.
Okay.
They actually, apparently, because you know I like heart shapes, so this is news to you, apparently.
Yeah, really weird still.
Apparently the three, I just like the design, but apparently it means past, present, future.
Drew, are you taking the paint?
I don't like that. That's a little annoying, but I think it looks nice.
Thank you. Well, it will once it, I'm no longer saran wrapped, but yeah.
Have you ever heard someone call it clean film? Instead of cling film.
Oh, that's just wrong.
Well, it's just incorrect, but it's one of those little kind of nuances that drives me really bonkers.
So spring has sprung.
Spring's back. We're drawing closer to Easter. And I've got a present for you.
What? Oh my God, oh my God, I'm so excited.
Don't get too excited. It's not exactly what you want, but it is partially what you want.
Now, it is going to be hard because of...
I got your little wee Cadbury's cream egg.
Oh, thank you. Now, this is going to be difficult because I am famously counting macros. I know, I will eat that.
Well, so how's that going to factor into your macros?
Oh, should I pop them in the fridge and have them after?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I went to this place called, it's in Echo Park, American
Woman?
Something Tattoo. American
Girl.
Electric American
Bonnie
Tattoo.
McKee.
American Apparel. American Electric Tattoo. But the artist I've been following for a while, I needed a little pop-up there.
Oh, lovely. So,
right, what's your goss? What's been going on with you?
Well, you and I have been out and about since we last recorded. We had a really fun night at the Dynasty Typewriter
in
Los Angeles, where we saw the cast of the cancelled show I Love That For You.
Yeah.
Reading two scripts from the second season that never happened.
That was such a perfect LA night, wasn't it?
It really was. Molly Shannon was on stage in sparkly jeans. Vanessa Bayer was amazing. Actually, every single person was amazing that was reading on the stage. And there was many an odd kind of tier of celebrity in the audience.
Who was in the audience?
One being that I had to explain to you who Clea DuVall was.
Still don't know.
She was a great... I'm going to Google image Clea DuVall for you because I really want you just to see her face.
I don't know if you just heard a skateboarder go by the window of my house.
I think that I'm just a rock chick.
It's LA for you, baby.
Do you remember she's the goth girl in the faculty?
Oh yeah, I do remember her. Yes.
Yeah. So she was.
She's beautiful.
Yeah.
Who else
so
is in
she
the
was
audience?
There. There was also a star of the Marvel franchise and from How I Met Your Mother. This woman.
Kobe Smulders.
Kobe Smulders.
Kobe.
The reason I recognized her is because I first thought to myself, "Who's that incredibly elegant woman that's like very understated but beautiful?" And it was her.
It's a star.
And isn't it funny because you don't necessarily think of her as like she's. almost a generic beauty in the sense of like you'd like really think about her. But when you see someone like that out in the wild, it's quite shocking.
I tell you who's the opposite of that, and I guess it's very much maybe today's celebrities. I saw Addison Rae in a restaurant, and she just looked like, and Addison Rae is beautiful, but she just looked like a pretty average teen girl.
Right. What else has happened? You forced me to go to a speed dating event.
Oh my God, I hosted a speed dating event and you went and you got a match.
That you didn't participate in.
Okay, wait, hang on. Before we talk about
that, guy hasn't texted me back.
So I had gone to this event back in December and there were a couple of hotties there. I was into the obviously straight to the top. I like the guy who was running it, who was also like an app entrepreneur. Anyway, we've become friends.
He just for the help. Listeners, I rolled my eyes. I just realized you couldn't see that.
Okay. So then he needed help with the next one with people helping to host. And I was like, well, sure. So I did. And it was a lot of fun. I just got to be in control and tell people what to do, which is, you know, one of my favorite things.
Well, I like when I saw you on Friday and you said, oh, did you have fun at the speed dating? And my answer was, no. I didn't, but I enjoyed doing something out of my comfort zone.
Every time I look around, because the way it worked with the speed dating, everyone got about 5 minutes and you got five people to talk to.
Yeah.
But then there was also like a mixing area where you could talk to anyone. But every time I looked around, you were chatting up a storm.
Well, I'm, you know.
But not in a manic way. Just to clarify.
Oh yeah, thank God. I don't want anyone to think I'm manic. And then I slipped out into the rain to my amazing parking spot. I knew that the evening was going to go in my favor because the heavens truly smiled on me because it was a downpour of rain that night and there was a parking space outside the bar on Santa Monica.
Seriously?
That's pretty good.
Which is, you know, unheard of.
Shall we do some feedback?
Yes. So JC98 underscore got in touch on Instagram. I did a screenshot, so I can't remember what their actual name is.
Do you think they're born in 1998?
I don't know. So JC98 underscore said to us on Instagram, continue to be gagged at how funny you guys are. Just listening to the Wagatha episode, and I too went through a phase of watching Emma Cruz's videos. so funny hearing you talk about what her Britishism of the week is, etc. I replied saying that the Emma Cruz's hive rise up. We love Emma Cruz's.
So if people aren't aware, Emma Cruz is, she's not a gay man cruising. She's on a cruise ship. We have become obsessed with her YouTube channel, which does very well. And she has lengthy, very in-depth videos about the cruises she's been on. A new one was released this week. And I often put it on just while I fall asleep. And I had to rewatch it 4 times because I never made it to the end because I'd fall asleep. But in a lovely way.
Yeah, she does very kind of cozy, reliable, slightly dull, but like very predictable, but also very informative, very well researched, very well edited and paced videos about cruising.
Tom and Crystal have been in touch. So they went to Gran Canaria. Now, listeners, if you listened to our Drag Race UK spin-off last season, we talked about Gran Canaria a lot because of Michael Maruli.
And, you know, also Gran Canaria.
Mm-hmm. And
it's worth noting, just in case anyone's newly listening to it, the reason Ben says it so strangely is because he's Scottish, but he's posh.
All Scottish people would say Gran Canaria.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It sounds less crazy in a Scottish accent is what I'm saying.
Gran Canaria.
Yeah, but you saying it so casually in your kind of soft accent, it sounds crazy.
Okay.
That's what I'm saying.
Does anybody care?
You're right and wrong at the same time.
I'm right. So, tell you who's wrong. Crystal and Tom for going to Gran Canaria. So they've been sending me updates. Turns out it's not so nice. This was some entertainment at a restaurant they went to. Just listen to this.
We're just back to our hotel room from dinner in a restaurant by the hotel on the beach. Each of us have had the worst pasta dish we've ever had in our entire life. Unfortunately, there seems to be a bit of a theme with Gran Canaria where the food is basically fucking terrible everywhere you go. I've sent you a voice note recording because you also need to hear the noise that we were subjected to throughout the entire meal of a man who I can only assume was blackmailing someone to give him permission to do what he was doing, certainly I hope was not being paid to sing. Well, it was the worst professional singing I've ever heard in my entire life.
He sounded like Fraser doing an impersonation of someone crooning. Or maybe an SNL sketch.
Yeah, both of those.
Mm-hmm. That is a professional.
Is that someone very
singer.
Shakily singing Simply Red? Or Lighthouse Family?
Want to be that forever.
You and me.
That's a professional singer at a restaurant. That's not a joke. So they've had the worst pasta dishes of their lives.
That's a bold statement, the worst pasta dishes of my life. That's hard to make a pasta dish like taste bad.
Yeah,
it can be boring and bland, but to make it like the worst you've ever had, that's quite something.
Yeah, so they're having a baffling time in Gran Canaria.
Can we just talk about real quick, you know, there's those certain songs that can transport you back in time. That Simply Red song, is it called Fairground? I feel like that song was number one for maybe 7 years. What a strange song.
What a strange song.
A lot more tribal than I remember it being.
Do you know what song came on the radio in LA yesterday? It was Nina Cherry and that song, 7 Seconds.
Oh, yeah. Love that.
Another second, 7 seconds away.
That's also another song that really transports me back. So our next piece of feedback is from Disco Drive-Thru, and he brought up a great memory, which is when we were talking about Kimberly Walsh, we were talking about her Wix ads, and they mentioned, and how do I only just come across the girls on Blue Peter in wartime costumes? Have you ever seen this?
What?
Basically, girls allowed were on Blue Peter, and they made them take part in a segment about different like wartime outfits and costumes.
Hell.
Hang on, I'm going to show it to you.
So just to explain, that was... Girls Aloud, very much early days of 2003, it says. Yep. Okay, and they're all wearing different nurses' outfits throughout the ages, and then they slowly walk along a runway / catwalk, do a turn, maybe point out an embellishment. But it's as if they're not famous,
yeah,
and they are just like models or cast that they've brought in to dress up.
It's pretty amazing, and I will say, if anyone could pull off those looks, I think Sarah and Nicola both are wearing outfits that could be worn kind of currently and look kind of cool.
Yeah, Nicola looks super edgy, and then Sarah's wearing a really, like, really great hat.
She kind of looks like Mary Poppins.
Yeah, she does look like Mary Poppins. Another feedback?
Real quick, CLC, Callista Charlie, got in touch, and she, first of all, said that she thinks the Norwich equivalent of House of Pies is the Waffle House in Norwich, which I do agree with her, but okay. It's not a national chain. And you started harassing her about where the dolphin footage was of her meeting a dolphin set to Smash Mouth All-Star.
Yeah.
And she says that she didn't spend the £40 on the DVD.
That's a lot of money.
Yeah, especially at the time.
Yeah.
Not because money's changed, but we were poor.
But even now, $40
yeah.
or £40 on a deep... Well, I can't even do a DVD now.
Yeah.
But please rate and review us on Apple Podcasts. Give us 5 stars. We also like it when you kind of like mock us a bit in those reviews. So
yeah.
Do get creative.
Oh, and shout out to the people of the Netherlands, because we have just dropped out from number 205 in the comedy charts of the Netherlands.
In the Netherlands, got it. Please get in touch also on Instagram. You can send us a message there. You can also email us at...
You're welcome, AmericaPodcast@gmail.com.
Well done.
Good Lord. Well, we have gone long. Long at the start.
Right, let's get on with it.
Well, Ben is up first with our British topic. Huh, British topic, eh? Who's it going to be? Who or what or where and why?
Our UK topic this week is Nicole Scherzinger.
Ah, famous British woman, Nicole Scherzinger. Where was she born?
Look.
Coventry?
Durham?
Nicole
Scherzinger.
Cornwall?
Is as
Torquay.
British as Kylie Minogue.
Cardiff?
As Ruby Wax.
Dundee.
These
places are just flying out of my mind.
Imagine Nicole Scherzinger being born in Dundee.
Pontefract?
Stop it! Nicole Scherzinger, born Nicole Praskovia Elikalani Valiente. That would be a good Scottish name.
I was about to say all of those. Say it.
Right. So if Nicole Scherzinger was born in Glasgow, she'd be called Nicole Praskovia Elikalani Valiente. June 29th, 1978.
Ooh. A Cancerian like myself.
Yeah. How old do you think she... Well, I just told you the year, but she's 45.
Yeah.
I didn't know if that was young or old.
I think it's almost what I've thought she was this entire time.
Yes, I think so.
I think she's not going to age past that, and I don't think she was ever younger than that.
Now, she was born in Honolulu, Hawaii, and raised in Kentucky.
Ooh.
So we all know she was in Pop Stars. She was in a group, girl group called Eden's Crash. She was then in the Pussycat Dolls. We're not going to get into that. If you want to hear us talk about the Pussycat Dolls, go watch or go listen to Are You Welcome America Presents The Search for the Next Pussycat Dolls. Maybe not episode one.
Yeah, no, do listen to episode one. Also, yeah, if you just want to hear us basically singing the song I Don't Need a Man over and over again, that's all we did during that recap.
Look, we all know that she was in PCD, and also shout out to React.
Yeah.
The Pussycat Dolls song React is their equivalent of Girls Aloud Something New.
Yes.
A reunion song that should never been as good as it should have been, whatever the phrase would be. You
know had no mean? Business being as good as it was.
Thank you. Right, shall we talk about her solo career?
Yes. Do you know what? This is an interesting one for me because I really, really like some of her songs, and then there's a whole swath that definitely have passed me by because I didn't like them. There's one that's a real cart horse with square wheels that I can't quite remember the name of.
Well, what is fascinating with Nicole is around 2007, she was going to branch out and do her own, like, I mean, we all thought, oh, she's going to have a solo career. Because here's the thing about Scherzinger. She's beautiful, she's an amazing dancer, and she's got a fucking set of pipes.
What? Sorry, I just saw one of the song names and forgot how terrible it was.
Which one?
Yeah, we'll get to that.
Okay, so Nicole tried to release, well, she did release a solo single in 2007. 2007, Nicole, right? What was going on in the year 2007? We had Blackout going on. It was real peak pop. There was a lot of stuff.
Miley's album.
Can't Be Tamed?
Yeah.
I've got some fun gossip on Miley.
Oh.
One of our friends has been working with her this week.
Oh.
Ooh. Nicole Scherzinger, 2007. Do you remember that song?
I have no recollection of it. The video was quite alarming. It appears to be her being kind of essentially attacked in an alleyway.
Kind of like taken hostage in a multi-story car park.
Yeah.
So she released this song. I loved this song.
I have. It's like it never existed to me.
Do, 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 do. I mean, a siren at the beginning and just someone shouting, her name is Nicole.
Great song. Yeah, sounds great. I somehow it didn't make it to my ears.
Can I tell you a core memory about this song?
Please.
So cast your minds back 2007, must have been 2008, for Podcast Nemesis Michael's birthday. Did you join the birthday where we're on that rickshaw thing?
No.
We've talked about this before, right? So in Camden.
Ugh.
And we had this giant rickshaw bar. So a bar down the middle
with all those cycling seats. Ones.
Yeah, yeah, facing it that you cycle and someone guides it.
Oof.
So we cycled from Camden to where the Georgian Dragon used to be. And we just had on repeat, do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do. And we were getting filmed for, I think there was a Brazilian news crew filming the whole thing.
Why?
Because they just thought it was like a really funny thing like that was happening in London. So they were filming it for the news. So we're all on it. The best part, and also we were drinking. Because you were like legally allowed to drink. So we were all drinking heavily. We had Nicole Scherzinger blasting out of a speaker. At one point, I have a distinct memory of us turning a corner and us hitting the curb and everyone falling off. So yeah, pretty great.
Oh, Camden. Just to, as an overview, to me, there's so many people whose careers I love and I can define things by like album times and eras and album releases and when it was. With Nicole Scherzinger, I feel like the songs just came out of the void and then she disappeared again and then like a year later, another song would come out of the void. You know what I mean? I feel like I never got like a flow of like
there was a lot
album
of
work from her.
So that when she was releasing that in 2007, she recorded a whole album. It was something like 150 songs for this album. And it was an expensive album. It was all like Red One, like big hitters of the day or whatever. And then it all stalled. So apparently a lot of the songs were then taken and given to the Pussycat Dolls.
Right.
So it's probably all just the same stuff, but I think that's why it's a little confusing what was going on. So she then came back. She thought, do you know what? I'm going to give it... So none of that was really... None of that album was released. It was scrapped. And then in...
Scrapped.
So in 2014, she released her first proper album.
2014.
Killer Love. And we have some songs on this. But then this is what's confusing, because in Spotify it says 2011 for Killer Love.
Right.
But that's...
See?
She's... Oh, no, wait a minute. It was 2011.
Okay.
And let's just talk about some of the songs. I'm going to play you the first one. Okay, Poison.
I haven't listened to Poison probably since it was released. And in my memory of that song is very different to what I just heard there. It's a little bit more hokey-cokey than I remember it being.
She definitely helped me coin the phrase, songs to swing your arms to.
Yeah, that one is a real... Okay, I want to do like a... I got that poison.
I wouldn't be surprised if that song ended up in a musical.
Yeah, it's...
Like, it's very like they could repackage fucking Chicago.
Yeah.
And they could have the song Poison about poisoning someone, and it's that. I got the poison.
Yeah, you've hit it there. There's a musical theatre element to that song that I didn't quite remember. I thought it was cooler than that.
Yeah.
I like it still, but...
The beginning is like... It's like the beginning of a computer game.
Yeah.
When you go into battle
mode. It has a bit more promise at the beginning with the like... That kind of noise. I was like, oh, okay, I remember this.
But then she's like, hey, I got that banger bell. Yeah. I got a dinga bell.
Yes, that's the right tone. It was a little bit fishnets and like a cane and a bowler hat that I remember it being.
Right, she had some other songs in this album. Now, is there a song that is being created that's more, in quotation marks, radio friendly?
This has unlocked a deep, deep, dark memory for me involving you. Uh-oh. That has just come back to me in like a rush.
Fuck what?
Do you remember when we used to... Remember when we used to write down lists on our very old phones of what songs we wanted to be played when we went out that night?
Yes.
You and me were once exchanging lists, and I had this on a list, and you laughed at me.
Well, can you imagine being at like Ghetto or Pop Stars and Don't Hold Your Breath coming on?
I sure can.
What would you do? How would you dance?
Literally would have gone and stood in front of one of those big fans and just thrown my head around. Perfect.
So I mocked you for putting Don't Hold Your Breath on our list.
And now thinking about that song, that's always going to be associated with it. I like it.
I would still mock you.
Yeah, no, and I would still request it. So okay. Nothing's changed.
So here's another one. I believe this one got to number one in the UK. Come in, baby.
That song's also very radio-friendly, isn't it?
Very radio-friendly.
She does very kind of easy listening, even though it's not technically easy listening.
Yeah. But it's those two songs are completely different to Poison.
Yes. Well...
In fact, wait a minute. Didn't they do...
I'm really shocked by Poison. It's really not what I remember it being.
Well, actually, let's just quickly check, because I have a funny feeling she performed Poison on X Factor. Okay. Can you describe the performance of Nicole Scherzinger performing Poison live in the X Factor Results Show Week 8?
Good Lord. Well, we had the classic X Factor intro, which was very, really got me hyped up. She then appeared to be kind of escaping from a giant vault. She's got hair literally like Gary Oldman in Bram Stoker's Dracula. She's got old-timey Dracula hair. She's wearing a red leather catsuit, and all her dancers appear to be dressed as like...
Beetlejuice.
As Beetlejuice, like classic burglars in black and white. And she sounds nuts.
There is no way this song was released in the US.
No.
Like, this is, I mean, utter insanity. I just want to quickly look at the...
Oh, God.
I feel like, Nicole, the Right There video, she's kind of dressed like they've done a style challenge. And it's kind of recycled clothes meets Pocahontas meets...
Jasmine.
Meets Jasmine.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's definitely a unconventional materials Disney challenge.
Okay, so Right There was a huge hit, but there's one other song. Just look away. Look away. There's one other song in this album that we do have to talk about. Let's get a little wet.
Oh my gosh. What was that kind of that Muppet noise?
Like an electric wobble board.
Yeah, very Mr. Wazzo, that noise was.
Mr. Wazzo.
Real shades of Mr. Wazzo about it, that. That song is really clunky.
That song, I think it's as if Wet and Poison were recorded in the same session.
Yeah, definitely.
And then...
they just let the tape run.
Yeah, and then right there in Don't Hold Your Breath were the other sessions.
They just snipped it down the middle.
Yeah.
That song is terrible.
It's terrible.
What? And that bit where it cuts out...
I'm going to take my clothes off. Oh, yeah, you're talking about the...
the drum beat break. That's terrible. It all sounds very cheap.
Do you all think that song sounds like a night out... where it's £1.50 for two drinks at GAY Manchester.
Definitely.
Yeah. I have definitely at GAY Manchester gone crazy to that song.
Yeah, of course. Listen, all these songs that I'm turning my nose up, if I heard them on a night out, I'd be having a great time.
So yeah, that was her album. I don't really remember much else from it. Those were the main hits. I want to use the term.
I'd say not one of them could ever be classed as a hit, but she's a real trooper.
She's a real trooper. Oh, wait. So, yeah. And then she released another album in 2014. That was the album called Big Fat Lie. I don't know why it's called that.
Any standout songs from that? Because I'm not feeling any kind of recollection about that. Get to that track listing.
Your Love. Okay, Your Love was the... and then Run. Okay, let's just listen to those. Your Love and Run.
How could we forget about Your Love? We definitely, we featured that song in our lives, because I remember us laughing at...
we featured it in our lives.
Yes.
I thought you said lives as like our live show. And I was like, wait, what? I don't remember that show we did.
You remember when we went live and performed... It's a very bird call, that song, isn't it?
What a fascinating song. So those were the main core pieces of Nicole's solo career.
Don't you feel like a lot of her songs and music feel like someone's really kind of gone into the recording studio and really swept up all the crumbs from whatever's going on at the time and popped them into a blender and given it to Nicole? Does that make sense?
Yes, but it also...
it's hard to kind of find the through line in any of it.
But it's also like all these songs sound as if it's one Nicole Scherzinger, like, lost songs album.
Right.
It's like we're not hearing... the main songs.
Right.
And, like the B-sides.
That's really... that I have not heard that song. I'm going to keep singing that one little bit to you all day now.
Now, so obviously, she was very much in our lives because she was in X Factor UK.
No, baby, no.
But what was that again?
It's when someone was trying to fight with... I think someone's trying to either fight with... is that the Natalie Imbruglia? Is that Ablisa?
Oh.
So... wow, I went to look for the clip and it's when they actually set up that poor girl who was the pink impersonator and made her look like a damn fool on X Factor. At some point, someone's trying to fight and she just says, no, baby, no. And she famously, obviously, did...
snatch the mic from Jermaine.
Jermaine.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What were they singing?
A song from Dreamgirls.
And I'm telling you.
Yeah.
Hate that song.
I'm not... you love it when people really get into the... you're the best man I ever known.
That song has no song.
Never shown. No, there's no way.
Oh, horrible. So...
I'm not living without you.
Oh, don't! So she's done a lot of musical theatre. She's been in Phantom of the Opera playing the Phantom. Joke! She played Christine. How great would Nicole Scherzinger be playing the Phantom? Imagine her coming down from the rafters wearing half mask.
The woman in the Phantom of the Opera is called Christine.
Yeah, Christine. Pretty sure it's Christine.
I've never seen Phantom of the Opera.
Yeah. She's also done stuff in Cats, Old Grisabella.
Of course. Famously, Old Grisabella.
It looks like...
where she sang Wet.
She... looks like that she sang Don't Cry For Me, Argentina, at Andrew Lloyd Webber's 40th musical year's tribute show. That all makes sense.
Good Lord. I thought you were going to say 40th birthday. I was like, how old is she?
40th anniversary of his 20th birthday.
Right.
So yeah, those are the kind of main things to really point out. I did find...
and she just did... isn't she just in... what's it called? Sunset Boulevard.
Oh, she did Sunset Boulevard.
Yeah, but it's like the edgy... it's like an edgy Sunset Boulevard where she's covered in blood at the end.
And she did... didn't she play a character in Annie Live in the States as well? She did.
Well, she played Annie.
She played Annie Live.
Nicole Scherzinger plays Annie. the sun will come out tomorrow. Get a little wet.
I want to read some of the endorsements from her Wikipedia page.
These are people endorsing her, right?
Yeah.
Nicole's like, a consummate professional to work with.
It's like her LinkedIn page, her CV. So in cooperation with Unilever, Scherzinger recorded Duran Duran's Rio. In 2011, she began endorsing Impress Nails, Manicure Line, as her own signature series. She was the ambassador for Herbal Essences.
You skipped it. Why did she record the song Rio for Unilever?
Just record it for Unilever. It was probably like their holiday bash.
Same way it just got released to employees at Unilever. She should have done Poison for Unilever.
Well, that's good. I don't have poison on my mind.
Her name is Rio Adidas. Why was that released by Unilever?
I don't know. Just an internal. In March 2013, she was announced that ambassador for British Airways promoting first-class routes to Moscow. In April 2013, she was announced as the face of Mueller Corner.
I remember that one. First class routes to Moscow only.
Yeah. Wonder how that's going. But this is when it really gets good. She's done stuff for Perfectil, a vitamin product. Great.
Oh, Frankie from the Saturdays is the face of that now.
But she really peaked last year. In March 2nd, 2023, it was announced that Scherzinger would be the first non-British godmother for P&O Cruises. And she'd be the godmother for Arvia, which will be christened on March 16th, 2023. She's a godmother of a boat.
What does it mean if you're a god? Is that like a cruising term? We should know that because we're Emma Cruises fans.
Arvia was named in Barbados by Nicole Scherzinger. Wait a minute. The naming ceremony was a beachside ceremony. Ollie Murs was also singing at the event. Oh, the Prime Minister of Barbados, Mia Mottley, was also present and gave a speech. Okay, so that is Nicole Scherzinger.
Jesus Christ.
What a topic.
Nicole Scherzinger releases a Brazilian-inspired remake of Duran Duran's hit song Rio, encourages women to unleash their sensuous sides, vivacious charm, and Brazilian spirits.
Now, what's this?
Release the spirits from within?
What's this mix of Rio called?
The Caress Brazilian mix.
There you go.
What the fuck?
Also, she's not Brazilian.
She's perfect for this classic Duran Duran song. She is Rio. It's one of the top comments on YouTube.
I love this song. It just keeps on getting better and better every time I listen to it.
We cannot skip over the fact that she sang Reflection from Mulan at the coronation of Prince Charles.
Well, of course, she's Brazilian, so wait a minute. She grew up in Kentucky. Wait a minute. She's from Hawaii, but she's at King Charles's coronation.
Well, and it's good that she's singing a song from Mulan, which is definitely not any of those countries, and is a story about a young girl kind of having to enter the army and dressed as a man, which has definitely got something to do with the coronation.
Got it. Okay, so it begs the question. It is a weird one, obviously, but who is the US equivalent of Nicole Scherzinger? Because she is more famous in the UK than the US.
Mm.
I don't know the answer. This one isn't quite right, but is she Jerry Halliwell? Like a big sort of personality from a band and really hokey bad solo singles.
That's pretty solid. I was just trying to think of someone who's more famous here in America that's British than they are back at home, but I don't know if that...
James Corden?
Have you seen that clip of Sharon Osbourne?
Yeah.
Really good.
I'm jealous of people in the UK watching Celebrity Big Brother.
Yeah.
Having Sharon with Louis in there as two gossiping old queens, it's really good.
That clip as well, it's just... Louis Walsh is just repeating everything that Sharon says. She'll be like, oh, it's Simon, you know what it's like. He doesn't answer the phone. He doesn't answer the phone. Doesn't answer the phone, Sharon.
Wait, I can do a good Sharon.
Okay. Go on then.
The thing about Simon is he doesn't answer the phone, no, Louis.
He doesn't answer the phone, no, does he? No, does he,
no,
Sharon?
He doesn't answer, and I'm like, Aussie. Aussie.
No, right. And you're like, Aussie, right?
Oh, Kelly.
So, yeah, it's not quite right, Jerry Halliwell being the US equivalent of Nicole Scherzinger.
I'm drawing a blank, so maybe we should have that as a...
Put it out to the listeners.
Put it out to the listeners. On reflection, I actually feel like Tinashe is actually a better option for this.
And we're back. We've done our UK topic. I even got confused there when I was about to say it. So we're now going to do our official US topic. Fraser, you're up. What have you got for us?
I picked something really straight and annoying.
What, like football?
No.
Give me a clue. Can I guess it?
No, it's actually... It me saying that is really misleading, but this is the thing that I'm about to talk about, I feel like straight people always bring up when you tell them, when they find out you live in America. British, like, straight men will always say this.
Okay.
If you live in America.
Okay.
And they talk about coming to visit.
Las Vegas? Disneyland?
No, I'm going to be talking about Route 66.
What? You're talking about Route 66?
Yes.
Now, this would make sense if we'd just been on a road trip where we're currently on. Wait, are we on Route 66?
Yeah, we are right now. Oh. Well, I don't feel like every when we do those travel ones, all we do is just talk about, like, going out and what we did and stuff. I feel like this is a bit more of like a...
I'm on board.
The main reason I thought of it is because I was just trying to think of, like, something very, very American. And then I kind of got very caught up. I'm actually going to very early on reveal the British equivalent because I want to kind of talk about both at the same time. So it's kind of a bit of a Trojan horse. Much like your topic, it really is both today. But
is the M1?
just relax.
Okay.
Just calm yourself.
Calm yourself,
People may or may not know, but the reason I said that is I feel like every time I've talked to a straight person in the UK, for some reason they tell me they're going to come and visit, and they always say, oh, and then I really want to drive along Route 66. And it's like...
You're like, what?
Like, I don't think you've quite thought through how much of a journey that is and how boring that will be.
And also... you don't know what that is. You're just saying words.
Right, completely. It's like, you're actually, what you're imagining is maybe driving across, like, one state.
Yeah.
For, like, a day and going, whoa, this is crazy. But that journey takes a long time.
And it's not as if Route 66 is one road that's painted, like, the Star Spangled Banner and, like, the yellow brick road, and you know you're on it when you're on it. It's not like that.
Can you name where it... the two different places that, like, the two starting points, depending on which direction you're going in.
Well, it starts in California, right?
Yeah, or ends in California, depending on which way you're traveling.
Okay.
And what's the other end or start point?
And the, must be the other end of the, other side of the country, the East Coast, is it?
What city?
It's a city.
Yeah.
Well,
one of the big ones.
Well, I'm...
second tier down, big ones.
Chicago.
Yeah.
Oh my God. How shady is it? But it's like an official term in the US. Okay, you'll like this, actually. I was reading, total side note, but not. Reading a whole article, Soho House is in trouble.
Oh.
The Soho House Group.
Oh, yeah, I did see that.
So they put it on the stock market 2021, and apparently they might have to take it off because everything's plummeting and things are going bad, and they're at this weird juncture where the whole concept originally was, like, exclusivity.
Yeah.
But that's not enough people. So more houses that they built, more people, but it's no longer exclusive. So it's lost its thing. Anyway, they're in trouble. And they talked about in this article I read, like, a very serious article, legit article. It was all like, you know, expanding into second tier cities such as Chicago.
That is such a burn.
Such a burn.
And so, well, people are going to really jump at that chance when they've been called second tier.
Yeah.
Okay, can you name any of the other states that Route 66 goes through?
Arizona.
Correct.
Utah.
No.
Oh.
But, because you're trying to travel, keep
Colorado? No, it's too north.
You love this place.
Oh, New Mexico! Yep.
Biggest.
Texas.
Yep.
Oh, then now we're in,
I was going to say...
Ohio, Iowa, one of
those. The next three is really... So obviously it ends in Illinois, but the next three is quite tough. So it does go... It goes along and then it kind of goes up north diagonally. So... you get three states in a row that I could only say were in the middle. Oklahoma, Kansas, and Missouri.
I mean, I've never Missouri's been to a any
real
of those.
Missouri's a real tricky one for me because I always think that's in a different place.
Okay.
It's the one of the original highways from, like, the early numbering system. So it was actually number 66. Yeah, it got famous because it was in a lot of different, like, media and things like that. And it's actually changed a lot over the years. Like, the actual route has changed. But essentially what it is now is it's a road from Chicago to Los Angeles that kind of bisects the country.
Okay.
Route 66 died because of...
trains?
Because of, big freeways, basically, is what kind of killed Route 66. Oh. And then in the 80s, it got kind of a historic revamp and a reboot, and now it's the thing that straight men want to drive their car across because everyone just says Route 66.
They're gonna come to LA, they're gonna hire one of those gross cars, those really clunky boxy convertibles,
yeah, completely.
And like a really gauche red or orange or yellow.
And by the time they reach, I mean, not even the outside of California, it's already broken down.
Yeah, and they're gonna say things like, this is really long.
Yeah.
It's really long.
Really long stretches of very unattractive, like, just driving and nothingness. So one of the big things is there's a lot of things you're meant to see along the way of Route 66. Ooh. Have you ever heard of any of the like famous stuff that you can see and do?
No, but I bet there are like some really fun ones, like a giant hat and like weird shit like that.
Yeah, there's this place in Texas that has those buried cars. Have you seen that?
No.
It's like the art installation of these like cars that have been buried half in the sand. That's called Cadillac Ranch in Amarillo, Texas. There's the Milk Bottle Grocery in Oklahoma City, which is just a brick building with a giant milk bottle on top of it. It's got nothing.
Is the building full of milk? Is it like leaking milk?
Now it's a Vietnamese cafe just with a giant thing of milk on top of it. Santa Monica Pier is listed, which I think is awful because it ends at Santa Monica Pier. But like the idea of listing that as an attraction on Route 66 makes me really uncomfortable.
So does the LA section of it, is it that road if you're driving to Santa Monica, like through Sunset, is it all that?
I think so, yes.
I think Sunset Boulevard's Route 66.
I think so too. Because sometimes I see it when I'm just driving to like Vaughn's. I think, oh, how pedestrian. Yeah, there's just a lot of like weird shit. So the reason I thought of this is because I was trying to, it made me laugh thinking about how this one big giant road is meant to be like you're meant to get a real slice of America because you drive through, you know, multiple states, you drive from coast to coast, you see desert, you see like mountains, you see the beach, you see like Chicago. So it turns out that in the UK, the longest motorway is the M6. And I just got kind of hysterical thinking about how some people would love to drive Route 66 and have this kind of Americana adventure. And then the thought of an American person driving over, flying over to the UK and renting a car in Rugby. Yeah, getting your classic car in Rugby and then just popping yourself up through Coventry, Birmingham, Stafford, Wolverhampton, Stoke-on-Trent, Chester, Manchester, Liverpool, Blackburn, Burnley, Cumbria, the Lake District, and it actually ends on the A74, just 100 metres short of the Scottish border.
Yeah, the A74. I know it.
So you can really, really take in. Now, out of those cities along the way, what do you think has the most kind of most attractions and things to see out of some of those places I listed?
Well, I mean, I've only been to
the Bullring in Birmingham.
The Bullring in Birmingham. I've been to like two of those places.
You ever been to Rugby?
No, but I'd be into it because, you know, I like a rugby guy. Oh, I was watching the rugby yesterday, by the way, using your Peacock login. They do the live rugby.
Oh, okay. It's
a very exciting game between Scotland and Italy.
Oh,
perfect
wow.
For me. Italy won. Anyway. Also, the Italian team are hotter than the Scottish team.
Of course. So I shouldn't be surprised when I go onto Peacock next and see all kind of sports things coming up.
Yeah. What else? Manchester. Manchester.
Manchester-Liverpool.
Okay.
Manchester-Liverpool and Blackpool. I feel like those are pretty
big. You've got the pier
and the
Manchester, you've
the
got
big
a
one.
Lot of car parks. You've got that very tall Hilton that sways in the wind. And you've got a forthcoming Soho House if it doesn't go bust.
Coventry. Have you ever been to Coventry?
No.
I feel like I've been to Coventry for some work, something work-based, and I think it's still not, now no offense to anyone that lives there, it's still not the grimmest place I've ever visited in the UK, which was Hull. Have you ever been to Hull?
Oh, yes, because I went to York Uni, and it was the Hull York Medical School. But Hull, they've regenerated, so it's like, it's a thing now.
Well, when I went, it was still not generated.
It was pre-generated.
Pre-generated, exactly. Yeah. Had dinner at a Frankie and Benny's in a mall. One of the other things I find just wonderful to think about, I just keep thinking about an American person doing the M6. Mm-hmm. So I imagine on Route 66, you have all these like quirky like diners
and
you know, these like rest stops, as they call them here, where it's like, oh, this, I went to this cool motel and it was all like 60s and stylized. And these poor people on the M6, all they're going to get is just endless, endless service stations. Just the same thing over and over again. So many welcome breaks, so many little chefs.
I'm on a website called motorwayservices.uk/M6.
Yeah.
Yeah, welcome break, moto, road chef.
Now, I believe I have been on the M6.
Greg's, Costa, M&S. Sorry, carry on.
Now, I definitely have an M6 story for you. I went to my friend who lived in Cumbria, in Penrith, in Cumbria. I drove from Birmingham to Penrith on Boxing Day, I think it was.
Okay.
And when...
Is that a busy day to drive?
I went on a night out. Hang on.
I'm looking at a map of the M6 just so I can get I'm zooming out of Preston just so I can get my bearings.
Yeah.
Penrith.
Yeah, yep. Penrith. So I drove from Birmingham to Penrith because I was at my dad's for Christmas, blah, blah, blah. But Boxing Day is a really big night out in my friend's town that she's from in Penrith. Oh, so yeah. She was like, oh, come and we'll go out on Boxing Day. It'll be really fun. She wasn't wrong. It was, and I did. However, the next day I had to drive from Penrith to London.
Oh, that's a journey.
Which is, you know, essentially the entirety of Route 66. I tried to do hungover in one day, and it was one of the darkest times of my life. I stopped at a service station just outside Penrith. I think I've told you this story before, which is the tagline to our podcast, but I went to one of the most breathtaking McDonald's I've ever dined in.
Why, what was, what
it was? It was next to a lake, and you could sit down and stare out into this like gorgeous like vista of this beautiful lake. It's near
a real Penrith. Lake or fake lake?
Real lake.
Okay.
Yeah. And it was all like the hills of like Cumbria around it. And it was truly, I've never been so awestruck, but also so sad and sick at the same time. I ate at McDonald's and like truly was like, I think I'm going to die. And then it started snowing. And then I was falling asleep driving in the snow all the way back to London.
But you know what's hilarious? How long do you think that drive is?
Oh, that took me like 7 hours because of traffic. Yeah.
So I've looked at 5 hours, 3 minutes. It's basically 300 miles. In the grand scheme of the States, that's like nothing.
That's like, well, how far is Palm Springs?
Oh, two hours?
Right.
When I was doing my road trip last year, a day of driving, 5 hours, 5 hours, 3 minutes, I'd be like, oh, that's great.
Yeah, it's...
That's an easy day.
It's really... It's changed... Living here has definitely changed my time distance...
Yeah.
Kind of comparison, because well, that did take me like 7 or 8 hours because of the traffic and the snow, and I had to pull into a separate service station later on because I was falling asleep, and I had to sleep for like half an hour in my car because I was...
And then you have a Costa.
I did. Yeah, I got a lovely hot Costa.
Five
you feel that ribbed cup in your hand when you think about it, can't you? You really think about that ribbed Costa cup.
That's clever, because even if it's hot...
Yeah.
5 hour drive after.
How far would that get you if you drove up north from here?
Oh, I don't know. Oh, here?
Yeah.
Well, how far is Mammoth? That's a 5 hour drive, isn't it?
Yeah.
So basically you would drive to Little Pine or Lone Pine, whichever pine it is, and then go from there. Oh, big announcement on the podcast. We really derailed. I can't go to Gay Ski Week.
Drew, are you taking the pace?
Oh, yeah, because of your hernia.
Because of my potential hernia. Still need to get my scan results back, but...
Oh, yeah. This is just me asking you questions in life now. Yeah. When did you get that back? I thought it was going to be quick.
The doctor said 3 days. I got it done on Wednesday, so it should be tomorrow.
Okay.
But it feels fine now, but the doctor was like, you can't go skiing.
No.
Like, okay.
That feels like a real hernia-pushing activity, yeah. Doesn't it?
No, well, the altitude.
Pop out. Just pop right out.
Yeah, like that scene like in Aliens. You're like the scene in Aliens. Just...
Yeah, you don't want things popping out of you at Gay Ski Week like that, do you?
No, well, not that, anyway.
You want things popping in, not out. I got that poison,
let's get a little wet. Cicero lip shit.
I don't think I've got anything else left to say about Route 66.
Well, and you've worked out the UK equivalent already.
Exactly.
Shout out to the deadliest road in Scotland, the A9.
Well, while we're at it then, shout out to the A12, the road that takes you to Norwich. Mm. One road in, one road out. That's it.
Do you know people in Edinburgh would say about Glasgow? Best thing to come out of Glasgow, road to Edinburgh.
You are a comic.
So that's it. The UK equivalent to Route 66 is the M6.
And also, in the classic UK-US, UK stuff is always lesser. Yeah. It quite literally is the M6. Love it.
From Chicago to LA, from rugby to Carlisle.
From rugby to Carlisle. You're welcome. Okay, thank you so much for listening, everyone.
Lord have mercy on our souls.
That was our 99th episode. And as Fraser pointed out earlier, Fraser said, this is episode 99. The next one's the 100. So coming
I'm a little
up,
tired today.
And coming up in a few weeks, you are going to get the 100th episode of You Are Prime.
Yeah, I guess it's going to be a big bonanza episode.
Bonanza. We should do something special. Bungee jump?
What? Yeah. Okay.
You know what I mean? Like do it at the top of a bungee and then we'll jump at the end. You're welcome. Please rate and review us on Apple Podcasts. And if you don't rate and review us, I will start naming names.
Yeah, so let's not let's not release the aggressor that is Ben. Let's just do it.
Get in touch on Instagram. You're welcome, America. You are. Where can they email us?
You're welcome, America podcast at gmail.com.
And every week you're still going to get episodes of Your Welcome America Presents The Ashley Simpson Show. That's still...
Two more weeks.
Two more weeks
of that bullshit.
But yeah, but then season two.
Fuck season two.
Okay, fuck season two. All right. You're welcome.
Bye.
You are right up my street.
Oh, you can't make me choose.
I go by Toyota. Sponsors, T4.
Fuck me, Lee Ryan's 13.
I remember we couldn't remember the word for table.